Pata Juga,
and I understand this, Pata Juga. Pata Juga.
Two Patas.
Pata Juga, Juga means two Patas. Who's the two Patas? Raghunath Pata and Gopapata. Pata is a name for Brahmins, no? Okay, Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dutta Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dutta Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ramajnana Kumarandasya Jnananjana Sadatara Chakshurun Mijitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovrishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Pukatalayam Datati Sakarantitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Sanatamani Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pachayani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pashtatya Rishitani Vamsa Prakatubhascha Kripa Sindhivyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasa Deva Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So today we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhadasa chapter 21, entitled The Opulence and Sweetness of Krishna. Today we're reading about the sweetness of Krishna. There's no purports. Hare Krishna. Text 105 to 110, chapter 21. Ornaments caress that body.
Which body?
You understand? Text 104 is the wonder of Krishna in his personal features is so great that it attracts even Krishna to taste his own association. Thus Krishna becomes very eager to taste that wonder. Total beauty, knowledge, wealth, strength, fame, and renunciation are the six opulences of Krishna. He is eternally situated in his opulences. That's 105 again. Ornaments express that body. But the transcendental body of Krishna is so beautiful that it beautifies the ornaments he wears. Therefore, Krishna's body is said to be the ornament of ornaments. Despite the wonderful beauty of Krishna, there is his three-curved style of standing, which beautifies that form. Above all these beautiful features, Krishna's eyes dance and move obliquely, acting like arrows to pierce the minds of Srimati Radharani and the Gopis. When the arrow succeeds in hitting its target, their minds become agitated. Text 106. Ramando Pari Karagama Tahanje Sudhakabhani. Ramando Pari Karagama Tahanje Sudhakabhani. Pati Bhakta Shivamani Chahe Kahe Bhedabhani. Athar Shai Te Lakshmi Gan. Translation, the beauty of Krishna's body is so attractive that it attracts not only the demigods and other living entities within this material world, but the personalities of the spiritual sky as well, including the Narayanas, for expansions of Krishna's personality. The minds of the Narayanas are thus attracted by the beauty of Krishna's body. In addition, the goddesses of fortune, Lakshmis, who are wives of the Narayanas, and are women described in the Vedas as most chaste, are also attracted by the wonderful beauty of Krishna.
So, of course,
most of everyone's read Krishna book. They've read the story of the sons of the Brahmana who were kidnapped one after the other. They're taking birth, and immediately after birth they die. So this Brahmana meant so many people to get some protection. He came there to Arjuna did he come actually to Arjuna? He was asking Krishna?
What is that?
You weren't expert on this? Jesse, huh?
The king's court.
Sorry?
The king's court.
He was in the king's court? Because he was thinking, I think he mentioned something, oh, Arjuna, you can do it. I've already asked this other personalities like that. Didn't he say something like that?
Is there any chakra here
that
can protect us?
Yeah, he was asking for some help. So Arjuna, he said, no, I can do it. If I don't do it, I'll enter into the fire. I'll protect your child. So the next child is being born and immediately disappeared. He was taken away. And Arjuna, he was preparing to enter into the fire. He tried to do whatever he could do, and he couldn't do it. So he was prepared to enter in the fire, but Krishna, he said, no, wait. Let's go. Get on my chariot. So they went to pass the whole, through even the coverings of the universe. All the planetary systems that passed by, they went through the coverings of the universe into the Paragyama, here we're describing the Paragyama sky. And they went to the abode of Mahavishnu, and Mahavishnu said, oh, yes, I have these children of this Brahman. I took them just so that I can get your darshan, Krishna. So this is the attraction of Krishna, how Krishna is so attractive that even Mahavishnu, he wants to have darshan. And Lakshmi Sahasra Sapasandam Sejamanam Sambhamahi, literally, with great awe and reverence, they were serving Lakshmi Sahasra, thousands of Lakshmis. I'm going to do that too. All right, text 107 is there. Ready? Chari Gopi Mani Rapta Manate Rama Namate. Nama Dari Nada Namaha. Jini Panta Saradarta Swayam Nada Kandarta. Rasa Kari Lai Kapigan. Translation, favoring man. Gopis. Lakshmis, gopis. Favoring man, Krishna rides on the chariot to the minds of the gopis, and just to receive loving service from them, he attracts their minds like Cupid. Therefore, he is also called Madan Mohan, the attractor of Cupid. Bigfoot has five arrows representing form, taste, smell, sound, and touch. Krishna is the owner of these five arrows, and with his cupid-like beauty, he conquers the minds of the gopis. So they are very proud of their super-excellent beauty. Becoming a new cupid, Krishna attracts their minds and engages in the rasa dance. There was one place in Vrindavan, just when you start up the Parikrama path around Vrindavan, you go up to Ramanmiti and you go down to the old bank of the Jamuna there, the Graha Ghat, they call it Graha Ghat, where Krishna exhibited his form of Graha to the gopis, and just around the corner. But of course, Jamuna is no longer flowing there. Gone far out. But they call Graha Ghat, so previously maybe the Jamuna used to flow there. You turn the corner and then you come around just a little bit ways and there's a place called Mudantir. Tear, what does it mean? Tear? Tear?
Sea.
Huh?
To
see.
Sea? Yeah.
Tear means sea? Tarakadamba, we have, and Mudan Tear, and some other tears are there. Okay, so anyway, they sometimes we heard the story that with this cupid, he has his five arrows. Sometimes, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his purport, he mentions five, they represent other things, but these are details, since from some other, actually he gives two different lists in his purport, that sometimes they mean this and sometimes they mean that, like Shoshanad, Dravanam, anyway, that's not very important. So here Srila Prabhupada says form, taste, smell, sound, and touch. And one time is that when Cupid was one time aiming his arrow at Narad Muni caught him out of the corner of his eye. He said, wait a minute, what's the use you're shooting your arrows at me? I'm an ordinary person, why you to bother with me? Why don't you go to Vrindavan and get some credit, when you go and you shoot your arrow at this Krishna, he's there in Vrindavan, and you can see him, he's trading with cows and playing with his cowherd boyfriends like that, and sometimes he's with the gopis. So this stupid, he went there to this place, it's called Mudan Tear, they say that he just saw that Krishna was engaged in his pastimes with the gopis and showing his viraha form, whatever. Like that, a spectacle around the corner. And he aimed his arrow at Krishna and he became stunned. This is called Madan Mohan. Madan means cupid and Mohan means become bewildered. So Krishna became known as Madan Mohan at this place in the pastime took place. A little bit further we have Madan Mohan temple is there. So, that is the prayer to the three deities, Jayakam Sura Jarapangu, Mama Manda Nathirvati, Matsar Vashya Param Bhoja, Radha Madhani Mohana. But Mama Manda Nathirvati, you know, this is for beginning students, this is, we're reading now, Sweetness of Krishna, this is for advanced students, not for qualified for such talks. Alright, so text 108. Ninjasama Sakasange Govana Chalanange.
Ninjasama Sakasange Govana Chalanange.
Vrindavana Sachanda Bihar. Samrabhinu Panishuni Stavara Jangama Prani. Kulaka Kampa Ashu Bahedar. Translation: when Lord Krishna wanders in the forest of Vrindavan with his friends on an equal level, there are innumerable powers arisen. This is another of the Lord's blissful enjoyments. When he plays on his flute, all living entities, including trees, plants, animals, and human beings, tremble and are saturated with jubilation. Tears flow constantly from their eyes. Stavara Jangama Deki Desina Taramuti, the description is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the advanced devotees who can read such things and relish these such things. They're having some kind of course. Anyway, Stavara Deki, Jangama Deki, Madeki Taramuti, the advanced devotee, he sees these. Stavara Jangama means the movable and immovable living entities. Advanced devotee, not Deki Taramurti. He doesn't see them. He says, Sarvatra Spurati Tara Ishta Devamurti. He sees his worship of Lord Krishna instead of all these things. So, this playing the flute, Krishna is very famous. Murli Gar, he's playing on his flute, always Venam Kundantam. Out of the Dalara Taksham, he's playing on his flute. And here it says all the living entities, trees, plants, animals, and human beings tremble and are saturated with jubilation. This, our friend Mahamini, compiled this Appreciating Vrindavan. He talks about the different effects of Krishna's flute playing. There's a couple places I know that we've been to in Vrindavan. I think both places, I can't, there's so many, of course, horror places in Vrindavan, but there's two different places that are called Charan Prahari, the hills where Krishna's Charan is there, and both places, one is in Kamagan, next to Luka Kund or something, and in Nandagan also there's one Charan Prahari. Practically, we go to Vrindavan, which is our Dina Bhanji's project there, is taking care. If you don't turn off into the fields to go to Vrindavan, you go just a little bit further on the left side, there's one another Charan Prahari. They say that Krishna was playing on his flute. As he was playing on his flute, the stones, the rocks that he was standing on melted from that sound of that flute, and therefore they left his footprints there. It was a very nice place. Everybody should go and see these places in Darwin, the Charan Prahari. And, Charan means foot. Charan means feet. Charan Prahari. Prahari means a hill, and Charan, you can see the impression of Krishna's feet. So anyway, some of these other effects of the flute, of course, when Krishna plays his flute, the yogis become, their meditation becomes disturbed. The demigods, they become stunned, and along with the cows, there's one place, Ujjani, where the Jamuna flows backwards from the sound of Krishna's flute. And then the other Tarakadamba in Nandagam, Tarakadamba, that Krishna climbs into the Kadamba tree there and plays his flute to call all the cows. So he has the different tunes he plays. He plays one to call the cows, one to call the gopis, glorified in the, I think the King Rathi Atman who talks about the fifth note. So these are all, is there anything else? Some of the effects of Krishna's playing is too. The moving entities become stunned and the non-moving entities tremble. It's describes how the deer and the cows, their spheres become just like receptacles for the nectar of Krishna's flute playing. Text number 109. Muktahava bhakrapanti indradhanu pinchatati. You're not there? Text 109. Okay. You got it? Muktahava bhakrapanti indradhanu pinchatati. Pitambara Bhijuri Krishna Bhag Javatar Chatakshastra Upar Krishna Vijayara. We finally got to go to Vijayaragram last time. It was a desire that I had one time. Dina Bundu took us there last time. It's between, it is between Nandagam and, I don't know, what's the other, I don't know. It's on the way to Nandagam if you go through the fields. So Vijayara means lightning. There's this one town in Vrindavan that's called Vijayaragram. That the, when Akura was taking the gopis to Mathura, the gopis that fell down just like lightning bolts to the ground. They fell, they lost their Brahmadan. Their, their life force. Translation, yes. Krishna wears a pearl necklace that appears like a chain of white ducks around his neck. The peacock feather in his hair appears like a rainbow, and his yellow garments appear like lightning in the sky. Krishna appears like a newly risen cloud, and the gopis appear like newly grown grains in the field. Constant rains of nectarian pastimes fall upon these newly grown grains, and it seems that the gopis are receiving beams of life from Krishna exactly as grains receive life from the rains. Everybody get that? You can repeat that, I guess there's nothing, there's no booklet, so let's read it again. Krishna wears a pearl necklace that appears like a chain of white ducks around his neck. The peacock feather in his hair appears like a rainbow, and his yellow garments appear like lightning in the sky. Krishna appears like a newly risen cloud, and the gopis appear like newly grown grains in the field. Constant rains of nectarian pastimes fall upon these newly grown grains, and it seems the gopis are receiving beams of life from Krishna, exactly as grains receive life from the rains. Text 110. Madhurya Bhagavata Sar Vajekarla Palachar. Tahashuka Vyasarananda. Stani Stani Bhagavati Vanita Ki Janaite. Tahashuni Mati Bhaktagan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is full of all six opulences, including his attractive beauty, which engages him in conjugal love with the gopis. Such sweetness is the quintessence of his qualities. Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, has described these pastimes of Krishna throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing the descriptions, the devotees become mad with love of God. So, this is our just, this is the happiness, this is the sweetness of Krishna that we're talking about really high topics. This is, Srila Prabhupada talks about how the yoga system is like a ladder, different steps on the ladder, And it's very important to devotees should understand what step is allowed around. We were in Vrindavan one time, and we have seen sometimes devotees try to take these pastimes, take these topics very serious, but the, unfortunately they're not really qualified for that position. I mean, sometimes, of course, some devotees are qualified, and Srila Prabhupada also said that we don't do break off the Gopis. These topics of Krishna and Gopis are very important. We have to hear them from the mouth of the, from the lips of the pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada. And this is our only means of conquering over these things in our anarchists in our hearts like that. We have to hear these topics, but we'll have to hear from the, in a systematic way. Srila Prabhupada also used to, always used to say that he gave the professional reciters, he always criticized that they go directly to the 10th canto. So that is not the pastime, that is not the process. It's like we're hearing Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, has described these pastimes of Krishna throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is just full of nectar. I think Krishna is one of his famous favorite verses. He says, Pati Shloka, Pati Akshara, I don't know the verse, but he says every syllable, every word of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada used to say also that even if they touch the book, if they appreciate it in any way, they get benefit. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is nectar from beginning to end, and one has, should follow the process carefully, hearing from the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. And just like here we're hearing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we've been studying from the beginning, I don't know. But anyway, we're following the footsteps Srila Prabhupada has given us these topics, and we should hear them, but at the same time we should understand what is our actual position in Krishna consciousness. We don't want to... I remembered one phrase that Srila Prabhupada said previously. We were talking about some different topics in class, and I was remembering what Srila Prabhupada said, first deserve, then desire. And I looked it up in Fuller, and I was very surprised because that came up like 31 times. First deserve, then desire. Maybe there's some duplicates, but he said that more than once, and the point is. But one has to, just like we heard about the cowherd boys, when Krishna wanders in the forest and Vrindavan with his friends on an equal level. So these friends on an equal level, they're not ordinary. Sardam Pijamu Krita Punja Punja. They've accumulated heaps. Punja Punja is heaps of pious activities they've accumulated. So somebody who is engaged in some topics that we can't, you shouldn't even repeat in a temper like that, in our past memories like that. So you can't try to imitate such personalities. They're far beyond. Shukadeva Goswami, of course, what we're talking about here, Tahe Shuni Mate Bhaktagan. Mate means become maddened. So, where is such as a, I mean, I'm talking not a weird person, persons, but in general, many of us, we came from the position of Nunam Pramata. Pramata Mate is the same Mata, maddened. Nunam Pramata Kuv Te Vikarma. We were maddened by Vikarma, sinful activities, engaged in so many sinful activities. Yeah, India Pritaya Apamuti. We were so much addicted to sense objects. India Pritaya, engaged in so much sense gratification. So, these topics are, as you said, we can hear from such topics, but we should worry more about who actually. I can read something. I want to read something from Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about me and agraha, too much attachment to or too much neglect of rules and regulations. He says, the conditioned souls are eligible to attain a very exalted position from a very low position. Between these two positions, there are many other positions. Each position is a gradual step. Each gradual step is a distinct level of advancement. Each and every gradual step has different prescriptions and prohibitions. Whenever a living entity steps to one level and stays there, he is obliged to follow the prescriptions and prohibitions of that step. By following those enjoined prescriptions and prohibitions, one becomes eligible to attain the next step. If one is unable to attain the next step, he falls down to a lower step. This is called degradation. Attaining the next step is called advancement. So, Rupa Goswami, he gives some description of these different stages, and Bhakti Rasamrita to seem to gives that famous verse many times quoted, Adoshvada, Tata Sadhusangata Bhajanakriya, Tato Anauta Nivriti Sat, Tato Nishtas Vichis Tata. So these, we should be familiar a little bit, as we said, like a ladder. The ladder is resting against the top of the building. But that doesn't put you at the top if you're on the second or third step or fifth step. So, first is a shraddha. This is the basis of bhakti yoga. Is the whole stage is based on the shraddha. But what is the position of that shraddha determines how far one is along. But by shraddha, you can start the process with a little bit of shraddha. You can't have to have a little bit of shraddha to start the process. Otherwise, and as that shraddha becomes thick and is described just like boiling the sugarcane juice, becomes thicker and thicker. And the word can get cool or sugar. So after shraddha, naturally, one wants to engage in, one wants to have the association of devotees. Sangha, sadhu sangha, tabajanakura. And by association of devotees, one engages in your, not a text, you can go outside.
Okay.
Alright. Yes, I don't, anyway. Okay. So, by sadhu sangha, then bhajanakriya. Bhajanakriya means you engage in the activities of devotional service, hearing and chanting. And by that hearing and chanting, śrīṅgatam svākathāka, when one hears topics of Krishna, as we're hearing today, śrīṅgatam svākathāka Krishna, puṇya śravana kīrtana, Vidyantastahi Bhadrani Vidunati Suritikam. This Anartani Vritti, the one cleanses the heart becomes cleansed. Anarta, heart being cleansed means we get rid of these anarthas. Kidevi was mentioning about the anarthas from our Bhajan Rahasya. It says, Maya Mugdhasya Jiva said, Anarthas Chaturvida. There's four different types of anarthas. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur says like that. What is that? Maya Mugdhasya Jiva said, Anarthas Chaturvida. Mugdhavayani. Chaparada, weakness of the heart, Vidyabhayam, Chaparada, Aparada, the offenses, fifth of Tattva Vibhrama, this is the last one. The means Tattva Vibhrama means not Vibhrama means not very clear understanding of Tattva. The one understands the truth. That's the other one. Asat Krishna means, I think Asat Krishna means attachment to Asat. Asat Sangatya Vaishnava Tap. That is the verdict of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the qualification of a Vaishnava. But satsanga tyaga, he has to give up the association of non-devotees and those who are attached to opposite sex. That is the qualification of a devotee. So then we can, if we have that satsanga, then we can engage bhajana kriya, acharana, acharana, vikti sat. Then these other things are, these things are, like I said, Tato Nishta, Uchistata. Nishta is very fixed. Attain steadiness and self-realization. By execution of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one becomes free from all material attachment. Anantanivriti. One becomes, attain steadiness and self-realization. Nishta. And acquires a taste for hearing about the Absolute Personality of Godhead, that is called the Uchistata. And then it goes on. We're beyond Atashakti Spatobhavas Tata Premad Vidanchati Sarakana Mayam Premna Padur Bhavi Bhavatkama. We have some other things. Anyway, like I said, we had experiences in Godhead devotees come through. Of course, devotees are different, so many different levels. We can't judge every devotee. It's very difficult to understand what position a devotee is, just like we have an experience right now. We're complaining about him talking on his phone and he's taking notes. So we can't understand the activities of a devotee. It's very difficult sometimes to understand what is the position of a devotee. But we sometimes have seen the results of immature devotees trying to imitate devotees and advanced devotees. We've seen the results that they become degraded. And actually it's described, Naitat Samacharaj Jatu Manasapya Hyanishvara. Anishvara means unless one is Ishvara, as one is a very advanced controller, one should not imitate them. If one is not, just like the example is the Lord Shiva, he drank an ocean of poison, you can't try to imitate. Shri Prabhupada says, Gopi Janabalava, it's okay, and they can imitate that, but Giri Vadadari Ma. So, you're not going to drink an ocean of poison, then don't try to imitate Lord Shiva smoking ganja like that. So, maybe we can stop here. I don't have any footnotes to talk about. I can... Beauty of Krishna. We can have one more note here. I guess we can make a mention of that. In text 106 it says, the beauty of Krishna's body is so attractive that it attracts not only the demigods and other living entities within the material world, but the personalities of the spiritual sky as well. There's a nice description in Chaitanya Bhagavat that talked about how the scene of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talking to his students on the bank of the Ganges
And Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says his different comparisons come to his mind about how Brihaspati is surrounded by the demigods, about how the moon is surrounded by the stars, and about how Cupid, he's, of course, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya, that Krishna is more attractive than millions of Cupids. But he says that you can't really describe, you can't really compare this scene with Brihaspati and the demigods, because the demigods are partial. Brihaspati is partial. He is on the side of the demigods. He doesn't care for the demons. And Krishna is not impartial. He's Samaham, son of Bhutanam. He's impartial. He respects every, even the demons are giving liberation when they're killed. And he says that you can't compare that scene with the moon surrounded by the stars, because there was a nice verse when Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he is described that Akalanka Gaurachandra Diya Darshan. Akalanka means there is no spots, no imperfection. Akalanka Gaurachandra Diya Darshan. Sakalanka Chandra Korn Parajan. What's the use of the moon? There's the spots, because therefore Lord Chaitanya was born during that eclipse. When the spotless moon of Lord Chaitanya has appeared, what is the use of the spotted moon? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's beautiful poetry. So therefore we can't compare the scene of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was sitting with his students with the moon surrounded by the stars, and you can't compare him with Cupid, because Cupid agitates the mind when he enters. And Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't give any agitation, he gives one Krishna Prem. So he said that there's only one proper comparison that can be given, is that of Lord Krishna sitting with his counterparts on the bank of the Jamuna. So that is the beauty of Krishna's body and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have the same beauty. Alright, so I was going to speak some more about the imitation, but anyway, we're exalted to what you say we got. Yes?
You mentioned the analogy of a ladder touching the roof, a ladder.
Oh, yes.
I never heard that. Please explain.
No, it's Srila Prabhupada's. I looked it up this morning actually, just quickly, and I think in the Path of Perfection he talks about how the yoga system is like a ladder, and he says the ladder touches, is braced against the
roof.
Huh?
Yeah, it touches the roof.
Yeah.
But
it rests there. Yeah, so we don't both, I didn't look that up, but I think he said like that, and maybe someone can help me. I think he said don't boycott the gopis. But he was very concerned that the devotees in early times were reading only the sections about the gopis and Krishna's pastimes with them. He said the Gopi Bhava Club was there. So that is for, again, some devotees may be qualified, and that's okay. They're all glorious to them, but to imitate them, when we're still on the platform of Anartha Nivritti, we still have dirty things in the heart, then we shouldn't try to imitate that. We can hear something, but we should also not neglect Bhagavad Gita and understanding what is our position. Madan Mohan is the represents the Sambandha Gyan. We have to understand properly what is our real position. One has to be introspective and understand what is his position and not try to imitate the devotees on the higher platforms. Otherwise, simply create disturbance. Is that Shri Smriti Purana Adi Panchayat Vidim Vina Vipatayaya in front there, it becomes a disturbance in society by imitating imitation. Right? Anything else? All right, anything else? Okay. Okay.
The analogy that you mentioned, Mahaprabhu was sitting with who?
Oh, his students.
His students.
Yeah, that's a prelude to the Digvijay Pandit came here.
Right.
And the Chaitanya Bhagavat, I don't know chapter number. I think it's Madhulila, it must be a... Yeah, it's really beautiful description. All right, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Call out.
Oh.
I think that's it.